This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Last November, Hadriana Lohenkron was elected the Daily Pennsylvanian's first black editor-in-chief. The paper has existed at the University of Pennsylvania for 136 years. As she plans a future career in journalism, Lohenkron faces the reality of entering a media landscape that has largely failed to deal with its own bias and racism. She spoke with black journalists and other journalists of color who are working to confront the industry.
Mainstream media has long shown bias against both hiring black journalists and accurately representing black communities. Recently, journalists of color from around the country have spoken out about the everyday racism and lack of support they endure in their newsrooms. With last year's uprising against white supremacy, black journalists on the front lines often found themselves questioned about their ability to fairly cover stories about race, supporting the notion that white reporters are objective when they cover race.
This idea that news has ever been objective, when we know everything from what beats we choose to cover and what we don't, right? Who we interview for a story, those aren't objective decisions. How we write the lead, whether we put a story on the front page or deep inside or below the fold, these are all subjective decisions that are being made based on people's judgment.
Nicole Hannah-Jones is a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter. She created the 1619 Project, a New York Times Magazine initiative published on the 400th anniversary of the beginning of American slavery that seeks to retell the country's history of slavery and the contributions of Black Americans. She thinks a lot about journalism in regard to race.
I really have always tried to challenge this idea that there is objectivity in news. To me, what is important and what you're seeing is more journalists, particularly journalists who come from marginalized groups, really pushing back against this idea that we've ever experienced objectivity. Instead, what we're calling for is an acknowledgement that everyone is reporting out of some type of bias, and that it's only in being honest about what that bias is or what those biases are that we can actually have the best reporting.
Last October, Free Press, an advocacy group for media reform, published an essay calling on the white-dominated news media to make reparations to the communities they've harmed by profiting from and participating in white supremacy from slavery until today. The piece, titled Media 2070, An Invitation to Dream Up Media Reparations, traced the media industry's history of wielding the power of the press to support and maintain racist narratives to, quote, subjugate, punish, and control black bodies and perpetuate white supremacy, unquote.
Being able to see all that history, too, like newspapers running slave ads, like these newspapers that still exist, like profiting off of black harm and black death, was just like jaw-dropping.
Tahid Chappelle, one of the contributors to the project, said that the racist roots of the industry can no longer be ignored.
We need direct change of how journalists do their job.
The news media's perpetuation of racism is what motivated Hannah Jones to be a journalist.
Communities of color don't trust mainstream media because they have very little reason to trust mainstream media. Mm-hmm. We rarely cover those communities. When we do cover those communities, it's typically around crime or some other idea of pathology, rarely accurately portraying these communities. If I were not a member of the media, I wouldn't talk to us either most of the time.
The fight for racial equity in the newsroom and in news coverage will continue. And the future of independent, honest, equitable media depends on the industry getting it right. Hadriana Lohenkron, WHYY.